I would say, thank you, you've done your best. If your leaders and if your voters, your population have let you down, you have done what you had to do. And they should take heart of that. We live in an imperfect world, as we know, and especially as theologians, we know that. And there's another thing that's very important that I also keep telling my Vietnamese friends. We are not the lords of history. Somebody else, thank God, is the lord of history. And the Vietnam vet who thought he had been, who had flipped off God because he thought God had left him alone and that had abandoned him in Vietnam, should take heart that the lord of history has not abandoned him, but has actually been on his side and suffering alongside him in Vietnam.